Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer and I'm so happy that you're here with me because today's topic is really, really important. I'm going to be sharing with you why men and women cheat. Why they have emotional affairs, physical affairs, cyber affairs, and get involved in sexting. Now, this topic is very, very common. I'm always approached by individuals that are stuck, not knowing whether they want to stay or leave a marriage after affairs and infidelity has happened, by couples who want to rebuild trust, by men and women who have cheated and want to win back their spouse's love and affection, as well as by people who are wanting to separate, wanting to divorce, and have scars left by the physical affair or the emotional affair, cyber affair. And we really need to look at reboosting their self-esteem. So we do some hypnotherapy to feel good about themselves, and we redesign their life so that they can move forward. Often people want to know why. People will come to me and they say things like, why do men cheat? Or why did my wife have an emotional affair? I've always tried to be available. Or why is my husband sexting another woman? And does depression lead to cheating? I get asked this. Or what about low self-esteem? Is this a good reason for cheating? Or why has my husband or wife cheated on me again after I caught them cheating a few years ago? What is wrong? They say they're sorry, but why is this pattern repeating in their life? And then I also get asked if the reason that women have affairs is because they want attention, or is it because they're not happy sexually by men? And then I do also get lots of men and women who ask me, help me to understand why, Nicola. I don't understand why I've cheated. I love my wife. I love my husband. They're great. Why have I done this? So I'm going to be exploring why people cheat. And there are lots of factors to consider. So if you are in a relationship where there's been infidelity and you're listening to this two-part series because you want to find out why you've cheated or you want to try and understand why your husband or wife has cheated, then you may want to listen to this once or twice and you may want to have a notepad and pen and just write down these reasons. I'm also going to put this on my blog, which is at nicolabeer.com. So if you're a person that would actually like to read them, or you'd like to send them to somebody, or you would like to go over them again on an email, online, then do check out my website, nicolabeer.com blog. I'm going to put them on there straight away, and this can help you to understand the reasons why, to go over them. So the reason I'm splitting it into two is because there are pull reasons that pull a man or woman towards another man or woman. Or obviously there are gay couples as well and lesbian couples, so this can also be included. And then there are factors that push people towards another person. And then there are also social and cultural factors. And then I've really realise that there is a whole family factor component. So I'm excited to be sharing that with you. How our family influences whether we're going to cheat or not. How our upbringing regarding this affects whether we're going to cheat or not. So in this two-part article, I'm first going to explore the push factors for why men and women cheat. And in the next, I'm going to explore the pull. So do join me for that. I'm really looking forward to hearing with and being with you. So what are the push forces within the individual for why men and women cheat on their husbands and wife? Number one is the desire to escape or find relief from a painful relationship. One of the main reasons can be that a person is unhappy in their relationship and they want to forget the pain of it and use sexting, emotional affairs, physical affairs as a way to escape or numb the pain. In fact, I notice that sometimes husbands or wives come to me for depression support online, and they do so because they feel down about their relationship and think about cheating as a way to escape, as a way to distract them about or from their unhappiness. So the next one is depression. I'm going to talk a little bit more about depression, because depression, grief and loss can also be factors that lead some people to cheat. And it's hard to distinguish sometimes whether a husband or wife has had an affair because they are bored, they're depressed, or they're having a midlife crisis. When depression or boredom is given as a reason for cheating, it can often be because factors outside of the marriage have led to a low mood and a lack of motivation in other areas of life. So the first one I was mentioning more, there's pain in the relationship, so people using an affair to escape or sexting to escape. This one, the second one, is depression or loss in one's life that maybe is outside the relationship. Many psychologists agree that depression is a way the psyche numbs and dulls feelings, the drive, the senses and emotions for a person going through a significant painful period in their life or dealing with a difficult event. In our bodies, they respond to this. Our bodies create depression because actually feeling the emotion may be too much, may be too difficult to deal with. So therefore, in a way, depression can be seen as a coping mechanism which dulls the senses and stops the person feeling painful emotions. So sometimes people feel, okay, they feel down in their life, they feel perhaps the relationship isn't going well, they've lost a job, they've lost a parent or two parents or another close family member, they've experienced a loss of health, a financial loss, and this has caused them to feel very low, and an affair is an escape from that feeling of lowness, a way to refocus their attention away from their perceived loss or real loss or perceived failure. The third reason is the desire to fill gaps in an existing relationship. So sometimes people cheat and have multiple affairs because they fill a gap in their current relationship. The most common gaps that people describe to me in the work that I do with them online is they're feeling a lack of attention, a lack of affection, a lack of sexual intimacy, a lack of compliments, a lack of appreciation, a lack of emotional connection, a lack of interesting conversations and good communication, a lack of emotional support, a lack of psychological support. These are some of the gaps of the reasons why men and women cheat on their husbands and the excuses that they share with me. And they hope that their affair partner will fill these needs and they will be happy. They're also highly likely to be attracted to another person that's offering them these needs. So what I want to share with you is that some of these, and a lot of these, the reasons may be unconscious. By that I mean people don't realise why they're doing it. It's not in their conscious awareness, but this is the unconscious drive because something they are craving could be missing. And it doesn't mean that just because there's a gap in the relationship or because there's a craving for something that's not happening, that it is the other person's fault. Because I do believe that it's always a choice to cheat. Because another husband or wife that has a gap in the relationship may go to their partner and say, I'm really feeling this gap. I'm really missing this. Maybe they have. Maybe they've given up trying to talk. However, what we always want to do is address our problems in relationships without using a third party to complicate, to confuse and to hurt and damage the relationship, of course. So the fourth reason is actually the revenge reason. So sometimes people decide they want to punish another person. And occasionally this can come up with people that have been caught sexting or cheating online. Perhaps their partner has said something or done something that they feel was unfair in the relationship and they want to teach them a lesson. Or they're angry and they don't know a healthy way how to act out their anger. In fact, I find that a revenge cheating after someone in the relationship has cheated is actually quite common. Excuses that people will say to me is that they cheated after they found out that their husband or wife cheated because they wanted to find out what it was like, because they wanted to make things fair, because they felt this was the only way to bring balance to the relationship. Certainly, it doesn't help to go and do this. So if you feel like that, or if that has happened, you're going to probably need extra support to make the relationship strong and happy again. The next reason is low self-esteem. Now, this is one of the most common reasons that I see, and one of the most common reasons that I help people to boost their self-esteem in various different ways, to feel good about themselves through actions they take on a daily basis, through clearing the negativity, sometimes clearing childhood trauma, because this also has a massive impact on our sense of self-worth, our sense of self-esteem and who we are. And it can also be someone's need to prove their attractiveness, to prove that they're worth and they're able to get another man or woman interested in them. Sometimes people share with me that they feel sexually unattractive, physically unattractive, or that they don't feel that their personality is very interesting, that their husband or wife puts their personality down, and when they're cheating, they feel that they are getting attention, they are feeling good about themselves, they can be themselves, they get a boost in their overall esteem. So this is definitely an area where this needs to change, because otherwise the cycle of cheating can continue. Because even if someone is caught by their husband or wife, they go on and then repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. If a cheating is giving them a self-esteem boost, if they need that self-esteem boost to feel good, then it can become addictive. Some people set up fake or real dating profiles to test the water for what some call harmless fun, and then it gets out of hand and things escalate. So sometimes people have that intention, okay, I'm just going to see, do women or do men find me attractive? Let me put myself on a dating site. Let me use it as an ego boost. In fact, sexting is often used as an ego boost to lift low self-esteem. And the key thing, as I mentioned, is really on rebuilding confidence as well as removing temptations away, making sure that you remove yourself from any situation where you might be tempted, and there's different steps that you can do to do that. I'd be happy to talk through them with you if you feel that you're struggling to say no to the self-esteem addiction. It can be a cycle and there's ways to break it. And it's hard to admit, so I honour you if you really are struggling with this and you are willing and beginning to admit this to yourself, because it's difficult to admit that we don't have that self-worth and we get a buzz from other people showing us interest, and it's really hard to break and we're sort of addicted to that habit. That's a massive thing. So if you're in that phase at the moment, I really respect you, because it's difficult to even admit that to yourself. Obviously, there are certain events in life that can also cause our self-esteem to plummet. It's not just in our childhood. It can be the aging process. It can be putting on weight, losing hair, going bald, going grey or white-haired, losing a job, finances. This can all affect someone's self-esteem and self-worth. And so trying to help somebody to love themselves, to trust themselves, to trust in life, regardless of these outside factors. The next one, number 6, is the desire or need for attention. Attention is very important to have in relationships. I had one man who cheated on his wife over 100 times with escorts, prostitutes, and girlfriends. And when we dug deeper, it was clear that he was addicted to female attention. He was suffering from low self-esteem and insecure thoughts, about whether people liked him. It actually dated back to his high school, where he was a different child, he looked different, he stood out at school, and he felt like he never fitted in or was never good enough. And once we cleared this, and then we focused on healthy ways to get attention by being good, by giving attention to himself, by focusing on surrounding himself with positive people, positive activities and actions, things really started to change, and his self-esteem started to become much, much higher. Obviously, the marriage ended way before I started working with him, and he at least was able to then have a great new relationship because of the self-esteem work that we did, and he was able to let go of his addiction to female attention. Number 7 is the desire for change. Sometimes the reason men and women cheat is because they desire change in their life. It can be boredom-led, where couples get bored of the status quo in the relationship or get bored of their sex life. It can be that they want the relationship to be over, but they don't quite have the confidence or courage to voice and say that they want out of the marriage, so that they end up cheating in order to end the relationship and have someone else to use to help them leave or create an excuse for it to end. So they don't have the courage to say, I would like to end our relationship. They use an affair to either cause the husband or wife to say, that's it, or because they want their husband or wife to ask them about it, and so it ends. And sometimes they need strength of the person that they're having an affair with to get them out of their current relationship because they don't have the confidence to be on their own. Sometimes people share with me that their relationship feels like Groundhog Day. You know that film where the same thing happens again and again. Sometimes relationships can be like this, which is a real shame because everything in life needs to grow. And therefore, our relationships need to grow. Anything that doesn't grow dies. That's the law of nature. If you think about it, when you think of plants and animals, we either grow and learn or things wilter and die. So relationships need to be growing. They need to be interesting. They need to be evolving. There needs to be new goals in order for us to be happy. So whether the goals are small or big goals, it's great to have a direction for your relationship. It's great to have a way to move forward. Often I have couples who they get married, and obviously when they first meet, they're planning the engagement, then they get married, then they plan they're going to have one child, then they plan they're going to have another child. And then after this, things get status quo. Things just are the same until the children reach college or university age. And so it's good to have goals, whether it's goals that you're going to do a fitness challenge together, your retirement goals, vacation goals, things that you want to experience in your life, things that you want to do in your life, whether that's involving your children or not involving your children. It's really important to have a direction, have a focus. And sometimes this also is in the sexual area. Couples want to improve their sex life. Couples want to try new things. And there's so many different things that are available for couples these days. Whether you just want to pick up a good book to make your sex life more interesting, do reach out to me if you'd like to know some books. I can recommend some. Or whether you want to go on and learn Tantra or something completely different. There's lots of different ways to make our lives more interesting and evolving and give that relationship a boost. Because it can be a bit the same old. And some couples will embark on new things and activities to change if you're desiring that. Because there's nothing worse than a couple drifting apart because of boredom. Because that can be so easily be changed. And that's why I find it really difficult to hear that when I help people through divorce and they say to me that their relationship ended because they were bored. So does your relationship need a bit more aliveness in it? Are there positive actions and things you can take to give it a boost? Is there a discussion that you could perhaps have in order to create more aligned goals and excitement? So those are the main reasons for why men and women cheat in their relationship. And in the next episode, I'm going to be sharing the pull factors. So these were the push factors, what pushes someone to an affair. And then the next one, I'll be sharing what pulls them, as well as the societal, family and cultural influences. I hope this has been useful to you in some way or the other. As I mentioned, if you're struggling with this and you cannot wait for the next part, if you're struggling with this and you want to talk it through, because let's face it, discovering an affair or being caught having an affair is emotionally draining and difficult and heart-wrenching, then do reach out to me. I've got resources on my website. You can read my blog. You can download my 7 secrets to transforming your relationship. My audio programs are available on there as well. And you can also book a complimentary marriage connector session with me, in which I will help you to overcome any challenges and feel better. From my heart to yours, have an awesome day ahead wherever you are. Speak to you soon.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.